Amen, amen. If you didn't worship today, I'm not sure you have a heartbeat. That was just awesome. That's good stuff. I love having the choir with our praise team. God has really blessed us with so many gifted people here. And congratulations also to our high school graduates. And we have a few additional graduates here today, and I hope I don't miss anybody. If I do, just tell me after service. Zach Soderberg graduated from the University of Minnesota. He's with us today. I see Bradley Garrison. Bradley Garrison graduated from college. And I see somewhere Don Rogers graduated from seminary. And please forgive me if I'm leaving anybody. Anybody here? Raise your hand if you graduated also and I missed you. All right, thank you. Praise the Lord. Like many of you, I've been to all kinds of churches, all different shapes and sizes, all different kinds of worship styles. And the best of these churches, the great ones, have been what might be called, they might have that thing you might call an indefinable something. You can't quite say what it is, but it's there. It's very real, very palpable, and it makes them different. And these are the churches that are reaching people. These are the churches that are changing lives. These are the churches that are truly impacting their community. And when you visit these churches, you can sense that indefinable something, I think, in the atmosphere, even before the service begins. It's a sense of anticipation that we're glad to be here, that we're here to worship the Lord our God, and that this day is going to be good. And when you visit these churches, you can sense an attitude of purpose. We know why we're here. And you can sense an attitude of reverence, that this is a serious moment before our God. Christian musician Matt Tomlin, many of you have heard of him. We sing a lot of his songs here. He used to be a preacher, and he tells a story about his early days in the preaching ministry. He was a guest preacher at a small church in West Tennessee. And he arrived that morning, and as he did, there was a group of men standing out front of the church. It was between Sunday school and the worship service, and they were smoking a few cigarettes, just hanging out, talking. And so Tomlin introduced himself to these men and started a conversation with them, and they got to talking. And then finally, one of them looked at his watch, and he stamped out his cigarette, and he said, "Well, it's 11 o'clock. I guess we better go in and just get this over with." Have you ever seen that kind of attitude at any of the churches that you've ever been at? An attitude of, "Oh man, I just can't wait till we get this over with." I've been to a few let's get this over with kind of services in my life. And you can sense it in the people. You can sense it in the leaders. You can sense an attitude of, "Oh no, it's Sunday. Let's go through these motions one more time. Let's pretend like it matters." And it's a depressing thing to be in a service like that, isn't it, for those of you who've experienced it? And our aim is to be just the opposite of that at Northwest Baptist. Our aim here is what we've been looking at for the last several weeks. Our aim is to be a mission possible church, a church that is not characterized by "let's get it over with," but a church that is characterized by, "All right, it's Sunday morning. Let's see what God is going to do at our church today." I love being at churches with that kind of attitude. And I called it an indefinable something a few moments ago. But guess what? It's not really indefinable. The truth is, it can be defined. And we can prepare for it, and we can be a part of it every week. Today, we're concluding our series on Mission Possible. For the past several weeks, we've been looking at the book of Acts and all that the books has to say about what it means to be an authentic New Testament church and how a church should approach ministry. And in this series, we've considered how we can stretch out beyond the walls of this church and how we can stretch beyond our own comfort levels to truly reach this community for Jesus Christ and to reach this world for Jesus Christ. And today, we'll be looking at the account of Pentecost. And Pentecost is something that probably doesn't get talked about enough in the church. But after the birth of Jesus and after his death and resurrection, the third holiest moment in all of Christianity is Pentecost. What's Pentecost? Pentecost is we celebrated in the church calendar last Sunday, because that's approximately the time that it happened, about 2,000 years ago. Pentecost, many of you know, are very familiar with it, but for those of you that are not, Pentecost is huge. Jesus said, I'm going to go up and be with the Father, be at his right hand after his resurrection. He was here for about 7 weeks, and then he ascended. But he said, I'm not going to leave you alone. He said, I'm going to leave you the third member of the Trinity. There's the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, when I go up, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit down. He says, don't do anything until the Holy Spirit comes down. When the Holy Spirit comes down, that's going to be the beginning of the church. And I want you to do church. I want you to live the Christian life through the power of the Holy Spirit within you. So that's the day we're talking about here. Very exciting. We have a lengthy passage of Scripture, quite a bit longer than we normally do. But it tells the Pentecost account. And so I'd like to ask you, if you have your Bible, to please take that out.